Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
It's beautiful to join you today in your meditation, to accompany you in this time of prayer with the Lord. So I invite you to calm yourself, maybe through some time of breathing, just to let kind of out the tension, focus your heart and your mind in this moment of prayer. And as always, let's begin with the acts of faith, hope, and love, gratitude, humility. Those are the essential kind of virtues that bring us into the presence of the Lord and tune our hearts and our minds with the Lord. So let's begin those now. Father, I believe in you. I believe that you're here present with me in this time of prayer, that you want to be with me. You want to speak to me. And so I believe in you. I believe wholeheartedly that as I turn my heart to you, you're present and you will speak to me. I hope in you. I renew my confidence, my trust in you, in your love for me, in your providence, in your care, in your power, all those things, Lord. I hope confidently in you. All those things that might want to steal my peace, those areas where I'm tempted to not trust you, I give them over to you in trust. And I hope confidently that you will resolve all things, that they'll work together for good, especially for me, one who loves you. And I love you, Lord. I renew my love for you in my heart, my desire for you, my desire for eternity spent with you, my desire for your will. Lord, I want what you will it, or what you will and how you will it, as long as you will it, because you will it. And I humble myself in your presence, Lord. I come as just a humble beggar, as your creature asking for blessing and grace. Lord, I can't save myself. I can't do any good for myself. I'm dependent on you for everything. And so, like that servant that comes in to pray, with beating their breast, remembering, hey, I'm just a poor sinner. Have mercy on me. And I'm grateful, Lord. I'm grateful for all you've done for me up until now, all the ways you've blessed me and have been so good to me. So I'm grateful for that. I recognize that. I acknowledge you are the source of all those good blessings. Maybe after some time of spontaneously yourself saying similar words, expressing what's in your heart to the Lord, let's turn now our attention to a gospel text, which is a traditional way of entering into the dialogue with the Lord. Pull the reading from Mass or a Bible text that you like, and read it slowly. Whatever words jump out at you, maybe that's where you'll begin your dialogue with the Lord. So I'm going to read Luke 16, 1-8. Jesus said to his disciples, "A rich man had a steward who was reported to him for squandering his property. He summoned him and said, 'What is this I hear about you? Prepare a full account of your stewardship, because you can no longer be my steward.' The steward said to himself, 'What shall I do now that my master is taking the position of steward away from me? I'm not strong enough to dig, and I'm ashamed to beg. I know what I shall do, so that when I'm removed from the stewardship, they may welcome me into their homes.' He called in his master's debtors one by one. To the first he said, 'How much do you owe me?' He replied, 100 measures of olive oil. He said to him, 'Here's your promissory note. Sit down quickly. Write one for 50. Then do another, he said, and how much do you owe? He replied, 100 measures of wheat. He said to him, 'Here's your promissory note. Write one for 80. And the master commended that dishonest steward for acting prudently. For the children of this world are more prudent in dealing with their own generation than the children of light." Now, as I read this passage, Lord, there's some different passages that you left us in your word that challenge my intellect, create curiosity, ask questions. Wait a second, how does that apply? And what does that mean? And wait a second, dishonest steward. And I can be tempted at these times in meditation, Lord, to want to analyze, understand intellectually. But today I want to leave that aside. There's a place for that, studying and understanding the scripture. But today I just want to have a spontaneous dialogue with you, right? And what first strikes me is the story you talk about. A rich man had a steward who was reported to him for squandering his property. And Lord, I want to associate myself in prayer and look at myself in prayer in a light that is true, that I am the steward. And you are the rich man. You, as God, my Father, are rich beyond imagination. And you have entrusted to me a certain amount of your riches, my talents, my gifts, my life, the blessings I've received. All of them are talents that you've entrusted to me to make good on. And I'm maybe not going to follow, Lord, all of the details of this particular story that you lay out before me in Scripture, but just recognize the truth that, and appreciate that truth. You have entrusted me with great treasure. And Jesus, I just want to thank you for that. I just want to acknowledge that everything that I have comes from you. All the blessings, all the graces, all the gifts, my own priestly vocation, my call, my family members, my community, the mission you've entrusted to me, all the beautiful experiences that you've given me throughout my life, all of it comes from you. And the attitude that I feel well up in my heart and that's only right and just is to give thanks. Not to judge it or to reject it or to wish it were different in any way. Just as it came to me, Lord, with my own human weakness and what that's contributed to these gifts, just thank you. I'm a steward. Nothing I have is my own. It's all been given, and it's just for me to administer, to care for, to multiply in honor of you. So, Lord, just thank you. I'm grateful. And maybe another attitude that springs up in me is, Lord, help me. Help me make good on the gifts you've given me. Help me to invest them well. Help me multiply them. Help me make them be a blessing for others. And maybe I'm led, and you could take some time now in your own prayer. Look at your day. Look at the gifts. Look at the ways that you'll be enlisting these gifts throughout the day. And prepare your heart. How could I be a good steward? And Lord, as I look forward to the spiritual directions, the conversations, the meetings I'll have, how can I be a good steward and be a blessing to those around me with the blessings you've given me? A second point that I meditate on and that strikes me, Lord, as something that you and I could talk about today is the fact that you call the steward to a full account. You hear something and you say, okay, it's time for accountability. And there's a deep truth there, Lord. A day will come when I'm held accountable in judgment by the rich man, by you, to say, okay, make an account of your stewardship. These gifts I've given you, come back to me and let me know how you've used them. If that's a truth, Lord, that's coming for me individually, particularly. The faith, you know, in Scripture and Catechism reveals that to me. There's a particular judgment that I will experience at the end of my life. And not just that, Jesus, but at the end of every day, in my evening before I go to bed, I come before you and I allow you to examine me, to make an account before you of how I use the gifts of this day. Lord, help me to form and practice that very important spiritual tradition, to do a daily examine, Lord. To not wait until the end of my life, but at the end of each day, even at the end of each activity, have a heart that turns back to you and brings you into and is willingly and humbly able to give an account. Hey, Lord, this is how I tried to do it for you. How did that go? How could I have done that better? And Lord, help me avoid any kind of fear that would drive that examine, but just a humble, grateful recognition of, hey, I want your blessings on me to be multiplied. I want to be a good conduit. So Lord, it's only natural that I want to bring you into how I've done and be enlightened and prove. Give me that humility, Lord. And then, Lord, maybe one third thing I'll reflect on is just the very human element of this man being fired from his job, saying, hey, how can I exit this situation in a way that other people are gonna welcome me afterwards? Kind of just a very shrewd, street smart attitude of this steward that Jesus highlights and kind of honors and say, hey, good on you. At least as you're exiting, you're looking on a human nature or human level. How do I leverage this unfortunate situation? I can't make up for my past mistakes, but how can I at least go out in a positive way so that these people will receive me well and also give back to my master what he deserves, make a good account. There's a human stewardship, a human intelligence that you honor there, Jesus, and that I want to have too. Like really, the best way I can be regarded well by my brothers and sisters and by you is to humbly use the gifts I've been given for your glory and for others' benefit. Like not to look on any of this with a proud, self-referential attitude. The best way I can land well before you, Lord, and before my brothers and sisters, is to carry out my service in your kingdom in a very humble way, even if I've failed in the past. And so, Lord, give me that gift of humility. Help me practice it today. How can I serve others? I'm reminded of that principle of human relations, even of business, that's highlighted in the books of the Arbinger Institute of Thinking Out of the Box. And that means doing each thing I have to do in a way that it can make other people's job easier. How can I be collaborative? Lord, I pray for that grace today, that attitude to be a team player, to help other people succeed, to be a blessing to them. So I want to take some time and let you speak to me about that as well, Lord, whether it's to give thanks for ways I'm already doing it, maybe to repent and ask mercy for ways I'm not doing it, for my habitual defects and sins in this area, and allow you to speak to me and inspire me, encourage me, and challenge me to carry this prayer in some way into the rest of my day. God bless you all. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.